You're with us for a caller-only program here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're recalling some of our recent conversations and, most importantly, gathering your ideas for future segments. I want to make it abundantly clear that dozens of shows and guest ideas that came to air this year started with your germ of an idea. So thank you so much, and let's keep it going. In hearing about what shows you want us to put together in the coming weeks and months, what's on your mind? What do you want to learn more about? What are your burning questions? What do you think should be getting more attention post-midterm elections? Join in now on this caller only, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. So during our last caller only, Aaron from Eau Claire asked for a program about the meaning of cage-free and certified humane free range and other labels that we see on egg cartons. And so we invited the co-owner of a Wisconsin chicken farm to come on the show. Here's Nick Westby of Organic Pastures on the meaning of pasture raised, which his farm practices.
The minimum is 108 square foot of pasture per bird. So basically about a standard sized bedroom. Each chicken would get as far as space, like outside. And obviously, like, depending on the day, like, obviously they don't use every single bit of that pasture every single day, but we can, you keep that much space so that the chickens don't, cause they're super curious and they're going to scratch at the dirt. They're going to dig up grass and try to get bugs. And they, having that much space allows the grass to stay kind of healthy and keep growing.
We also talked with Nick Westby in last month about the spread of highly contagious avian influenza or bird flu, which we have WPR reporting this week is continuing to emerge in places in Wisconsin. And also thanks also to Mike from Madison, Erica from Stoughton, Alvin from Milwaukee, John from Whitewater, and other listeners who provided ideas during our last caller-only program. Their ideas sparked us to produce shows about atmospheric deposition, lesser-known state parks, the gems, the culture of younger generations, and invasive Asian carp and more. And so now you can join in. What show ideas have you been tossing around in your head? What are you thinking about as you head into winter months? Join in with your ideas, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. So after the midterm elections, we talked with leaders of Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans about their takeaways. Among other issues, we asked each head of the state Democratic Party and the state Republican Party about former President Trump's influence on the results. And here's part of our conversations with Ben Wickler and then Paul Farrow.
He's now fractured his party profoundly. We saw this in the Tim Michaels versus Rebecca Clayfish battles that are still raging on social media right now. We see it on the national stage. And we haven't seen the Republican Party actually rally around any kind of concrete vision for what they want to do for our state or for our country.
I think there's opportunities to look back and say the president did some great things in office. But as we move forward, we look at the Florida race for governor. Ron DeSantis won by over 20%. And you start looking at individuals like that and say, okay, what are they doing as a governor? And do they have the capability to move forward as president?
And after our conversations, Paul Farrow of the Republican Party, you heard there, announced he would not seek another term as leader of the state Republican Party. And former President Donald Trump also formally announced his bid for another term in 2024. What conversation should we have next as we have this caller-only program? We are trying to gather your ideas for what the future of The Morning Show sounds like and where we go from here. We heard from Matt called from Rudolph. Matt would like a program about light pollution and how LED lights are making their ways into rural areas. LED is incredibly bright and kick out more lumens. So Matt looking looking for a conversation about light pollution. John in Boaz, what's on your mind?
Kate, if you could spend an hour on Wisconsin wildlife, like a five-part series, starting with our timber wolf, the facts. Did you know the timber wolf has 10,000 pounds per square inch crushing power so he can eat bones?
Amazing.
You cannot train a timber wolf to potty train. They won't potty train like a dog.
Well, John, thank you so much. In a five-part series, really digging into Wisconsin wildlife and the amazing facts that we should know about these creatures that live in Wisconsin, starting with timber wolves. We got that down. John, thank you so much for the call. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your show ideas. Rebecca now in Manitowoc. Hi, Rebecca. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I would love to see...
You're breaking up, Rebecca. Can you still hear us? Rebecca, I think we've lost you there. But Rebecca, I think you want to know, talk about school board elections and what happened specifically in Manitowoc, the impact to school board and takeovers. So, Rebecca, I'm sorry we had a bad connection there. Hopefully we can get you back as we talk about where we go next with the program. And so let's hear some more tape. On Friday, August 5th, we dedicated the entire show to reflecting on the 10th anniversary of the Sikh temple shootings in Oak Creek. Our panel of guests included Pardeep Kalika, who is executive director of the Interfaith Conference of Greater Milwaukee and a trustee of the temple whose father was killed. We talked about what happened after the FBI started tracking hate incidents against the Sikh community.
A huge difference. Since they've been tracking that, we found that in the past 10 years, since the 2012 attacks, that Sikhs are overly represented as targets of hate, along with the Jewish community, the Muslim community, the LGBTQ community, and the Black community. And so tracking hate crimes or hate bias incidents against Sikhs has led to the allocation of resources dedicated towards prevention. So it's made a huge difference.
Pardeep Kalika there, who received the FBI Director's Community Leadership Award in August. That's a national honor recognizing his work to counter hate and fear while fostering interfaith understanding through his organization. Let's take another call. Brad in Janesville. Brad, what is your show idea?
I would like to see some legal experts weigh in on this terrible gerrymandering problem we have. You know, in the state of Wisconsin, we have no provisions for a voter initiative. And that means that the voters at this point can't do anything from the grassroots up to overcome this terrible gerrymandering. Anything close to... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, appreciate that. And I know this is something we have talked about and still continue to watch very closely, reporting on it. As well. And so do you have any experts in mind or angles that we haven't covered recently on redistricting and gerrymandering?
I really don't have anybody in mind. I was hoping that you guys would resource the experts.
Sure. Yep.
Clearly, it's going to take a unique legal approach because currently it's only the legislature that can start a constitutional amendment motion, and if the legislature doesn't want it to happen, then it doesn't matter what the electorate wants.
Well, and Brad, I want to point you to our podcast called Mapped Out and about the 2011 fight over legislative redistricting in Wisconsin that takes us through all the way to present. It's called Mapped Out. Take a listen. As we gather here ideas like Brad's and what's on your mind for future shows, Rebecca in Manitowoc, are you back? Can we hear you?
Yes. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
What I was hoping that we could have a show to focus on the conservative agenda to take over school boards in the state and also in the country. Recently in Manitowoc, three G GOP-backed candidates had unlimited funding to campaign. They campaigned on lies. They promoted a conservative agenda and got elected to our school board, and since have started firing lifelong teachers in our district. They're changing our curriculum without transparency. They're meeting in private and making decisions without the public knowledge. They're voting on a consent agenda, so nothing gets talked about in the school board meeting. It's all on committee level. This happened in Keele. It's happening in Waukesha. It's happening in Manitowoc, and parents are outraged. We started a grassroots movement called Ally. We're fighting the school board here in Manitowoc.
It's called Ally, you said? Okay.
Ally, A-L-L-Y. It's the Alliance for Learning and Leading Our Youth.
Okay.
And we are trying to fight for the school board to listen to us parents. They won by about 1%, these three people. They were at the insurrection. They believe Trump is president. They're harassing parents on Facebook and social media. It's just a nightmare, and we feel like our hands are tied,
Rebecca,
and we can't do anything. It's happening all over the country. I think it would be a great program to delve into.
Rebecca, I appreciate you taking the time and jotting down all the notes there. Thank you for bringing your perspective. As we have open lines this hour and find out where you want to take the morning show next. And you can also email us with your show ideas. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We're going to bring on more show ideas here. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a color-only program here in the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're inviting your ideas for future segments, future shows. Going back to the lines now, Don is in Sussex. Don, hi. What's your idea?
Whoops, are you there?
I am. Yes, indeed.
Oh, I had a lot of beep in my ear. I have several of them, but something that really comes dear this time of year is, I know you guys have done this in the past, but talk about families around the holidays and Thanksgiving and Christmas, those that don't have families. That's a good repeat during these times of year. But to add to that, I'd like to hear more about the history of why families aren't together anymore. Like, we don't have dance halls because TVs were invented and, you know, social media, and how to bring that all back in conjunction with, you know, we learned so much during COVID of what we missed and have missed, and we kind of went back to those roots, but how to continue to hang on to that and not fall in the same trap. I also miss hearing the kids. You had a kids show on for a while.
Yes.
I'd like to maybe hear one day a week where a Christmas story is told when the kids are home from school and they can settle down after sitting in school and listening to a Christmas story or something. But something that I'd maybe hear later in January is there's a big underground, and I know this is probably an off topic for little ones to hear, but there's sex crimes going on and cheating and stuff on websites in the area in Milwaukee and surrounding areas. I have four friends that found out their husbands were cheating on them on these sites. And I'd really like to start hearing some things about how do people handle this and what it does to families and how to stop it or watch it, or, you know, it's just horrible how bad it is and nobody's talking about it.
Don, appreciate so much bringing multiple show ideas to the table, and thank you so much for listening and being a part of the conversation. Mary now in Pewaukee. Mary, what's on your mind for this caller only?
Hi. Yes, thank you. I have a scratchy line here, so I don't know how well you can hear.
You're coming through loud and clear.
Oh, great. It's on my side. Okay, I wanted a show that might be a point-counterpoint, which might be something like the Democrats versus the Republicans, in that it would let other people, you know, the public know what are facts, what are not facts, just kind of going over certain things that, you know, each person's view, you know, as point counterpoint does. Mm-hmm. And then also maybe bring in conspiracy theories and what is the truth out there, what isn't. Something like that.
Mary, thank you so much and appreciate you being part of the conversation each day. Roundtable debating issues that have really polarized our society and hearing different viewpoints going back and forth. Mary, thank you. Dave in Random Lake. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey there. So I have the fortune of living near some really nice wetlands along the Milwaukee River. And now that we got snow on the ground, I'd really like to hear more about how road silt affects the health of our waterways and our rivers.
Oh, that's such a great program. And that we have a Center for Limnology and an expert here. We've talked about the runoff issues and how much salt is going into wetlands. And such a great conversation to continue having, Dave, as technology evolves as well for making the roads safe. Appreciate that idea. Let's go to Marcus in Milwaukee. Marcus, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Kate. So I was thinking like something along the lines of kind of like a perhaps unexplained Wisconsin. I'm going to be 43 here soon. And I've heard stories all my life about, you know, different shipwrecks that supposedly where they went down in Lake Michigan or Lake Superior. We all know about the Edmund Fitzgerald, but perhaps some of the other ones, or like the supposed winged creature that has been seen out on, I don't know if it's 167 mm-hmm. or Holy Hill Road or whatever. But, you know, just look at some of the kind of, I guess I didn't get my fill at Halloween. So, but the other suggestion I had for you was, what about a show? Because I hear a lot of acrimony and tension, and I understand people have very strong viewpoints of things. But what about a show perhaps on something, you know, with hope, something looking at like unity and try to get it, you know, so that we can maybe start focusing on the fact that we're all Americans and we need to start working together because there's big things going on the world stage vis-a-vis, you know, China and Taiwan. North Korea and its missiles, Russia and the Ukraine. So I think that as Americans, we'd be well served to take our place back as leaders in this world, you know, as people who are, you know, awake, eyes up and both hands on the wheel.
Yeah, finding examples how we have common ground and looking for those moments where we are working together in light of a lot of other world problems. Marcus, thank you so much. And I do like the headline, Unexplained Wisconsin. I think that's really neat. Ronnie in Cameron. Ronnie, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm a member of the Ice Age Trail Alliance, the Superior Lobe.
Wonderful.
And we have, thank you, we have part of our trail, the Tuscobia Trail, that's kind of under fire, so to speak. ATV riders want to kind of triangulate one of their ride areas so that they can have a bigger ride, which involves them needing to be able to ride on that trail. And, you know, the interaction between ATV and silent sports people doesn't always really work well. So there is, and I don't have the right language, I'm just a volunteer, but there is some kind of a relationship between the DNR property, the Ice Age Trail Alliance, the National Park System, and ATV groups. And it's all kind of coming to a head. And I'd really like to hear something about that segment of the trail, what's happening. There's just a big picture from the people who really have the know. And I'm not one of them, but I know there's people in our group that are.
Ronnie, I really appreciate it. What is the impact, do you know, on the trails from the ATV use, or is that unclear?
Well, as far as I'm aware, I have not seen ATVs on the Tuscobia Trail, which is strictly a hiking, biking type trail at this time.
Okay.
There is an ATV trail on the other side of Highway SS.
Okay.
But they're trying to connect parts of the trail by just using the.
What is your favorite part of the Ice Age Trail? Just before we have to let you go, I just want to know, what is your favorite place?
I have many favorite places. my favorite place on the trail is wherever something unexpected occurs. Like, I'll see a cool tree stump just full of different kinds of fungi, or just the way the sun will be setting or coming up or coming through a stand of trees, and it's just so awe-inspiring. I have many different segments that I just love. I love a lot of the ones up, of course, in our area, the Bear Lake segment and the Grassy Meadows and
I don't know. They're all beautiful in their own way.
I love your descriptions. What a treasure, and certainly a treasure in the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Ronnie, thank you so much for calling in on this caller-only program. And in our ideas at WPR.org inbox, a listener says, no one talks about craft fairs anymore. Traditions and origins, what it takes to run craft fairs, what it's like to be a vendor, and where to find the best fairs. There's an idea. Keep it coming here. Email ideas at WPR.org. Drop us a line, 800-642-1234. Let's keep the ideas, the show ideas flowing. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a caller-only program on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The show dedicated to you and what you want to bring to the airwaves, what your ideas for future programs and segments are. We're absorbing it all. We're taking it down. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Nina in Madison. Nina, hi. What's your show idea?
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
We want to talk about indoor vertical farming, sustainable indoor vertical farming, and its like efficiency with water and using LED grow lights and the possibility to grow food all through the winter here in Wisconsin.
What are you growing?
Strawberries and fruits and vegetables and other healthy foods that can possibly be given out on a large scale to people in need.
How successful have you been? How hard does it, I mean, is it really difficult to do this, or do you think that it really is accessible?
I think it could be accessible. I haven't really done it, but I'm curious to know people who are doing it and people who want to contribute to society by this like farming method, because it is more sustainable than traditional farming and more accessible all year.
Appreciate it. Nina, thank you so much for bringing that indoor vertical farming. We got it down. Let's go to Jeff in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Hi, good morning, Kate.
Hi, yes.
I wanted to touch on the last caller. There's a farm over south of Ashland in Ashland County that they grow cucumbers and they grow tomatoes in a vertical fashion. I actually saw them. He grows them in a greenhouse. It's really fascinating. I went on a farm tour. So it is an interesting topic. The topic I wanted to bring up that I think we need in Wisconsin is a little bit of a touch of history. I think WPR could, like, for 30 seconds or for a minute, do a Wisconsin historical minute and then have, you know, either a celebrity or someone in government just state a fact from, you know, 1898, or, you know, when Pabst Brewing started, or, you know, a battle that occurred in a part of the state, just to give us all like an educational moment about our history in Wisconsin. I think it would be very creative and people would value that.
Yeah, little historical nuggets to drop into our world today, our busy and complex world, not to forget these little moments in history. Jeff, I got that down. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's go to Carl now in Duluth, Minnesota. Carl, what's your idea?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I would like to hear a program with some of the indigenous leaders in Wisconsin talking about Enbridge Energy's Line 5 replacement project, the issues with Enbridge illegally trespassing on tribal land since 2013 and now trying to put the reroute through the headwaters of the watershed. I can suggest Mike Wiggins, the chair of Bad River Band, is awesome to talk to. Mm-hmm. Paul DeMain from Honor the Earth also would be a really good person to have on. And there's a group called Wadukawad, Amikwag, those who helped the beaver, who just did some great webinar presentations yesterday on their citizen science around the damage caused by Line 3. So I think Line 5 is a really important issue to have a show on soon.
Carl, appreciate this. Took down all these notes and names. Thank you so much for that. Heading now over to Twitter, we have a suggestion to talk about other political parties in Wisconsin, like the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, or the New Forward Party. You can tweet your show ideas to us at WPR Mornings during this caller-only hour as we hear from you at 800-642-1234. Allison is joining us from Racine. Allison, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had two suggestions. I wanted to echo the previous caller's suggestion, Marcus. Mm-hmm. To have a show about unity and people coming together and working together for the good of our state, of our country, and just something along those lines. And then the second suggestion would be maybe a multi-part series on civics and just kind of like civics 101. Mm-hmm. So we can all learn more about the branches of government, exactly what do they do? How does it work? How does a bill become a law? Like, you know, Schoolhouse Rock.
Going back to the basics.
Yes, because I think that's important. We can all use a review, refresher. And mm-hmm. It'll help people not be misled by things that just are not true.
Allison, thank you so much. Cooperation matters, looking for segments about unity, and then going back to the basics, civics 101 and remembering how government functions. Appreciate so much, Allison, for bringing that as we talk about what's on your mind, what show ideas you have, and where we can go next on the Ideas Network. James called from McFarland, and James would like us to do a show about fall hunting season. James says it's something that has fallen in the backseat in folklore tradition, and we should reach out to hunters and the DNR. Just a heads up, James, our deer show was on Tuesday, November 8th from 8 to 9. It's a great one to revisit at WPR.org/mornings. I'm sorry, that's our Twitter, but go to WPR.org/mornings also to find that show, November 8th, 8 to 9. So, you know, we're going to go back here to a bit of tape, the White House announcing that Adam Tindall Schlicht, the new administrator of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. This federal agency oversees the U.S. portion of the St. Lawrence Seaway from Montreal to Lake Erie. And Adam Tindall Schlicht, he's been on our show, and he's been the director of Port Milwaukee, president of the Wisconsin Commercial Ports Association. We spoke this year about how federal funding for infrastructure might benefit the state's ports.
The infrastructure bill is going to bring in new federal funding, much of it at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which will help coastal communities on the Mississippi River, Lake Superior, and Lake Michigan address some of that federal backlog. When we look to breakwaters that were built decades ago that maybe have been aging or antiquated, needed dredging. So a lot of federal investment, a lot of federal projects will be able to be tackled with the infrastructure bill. And we're also seeing a tremendous infusion of funds into grant programs, federal grant programs, like the Port Infrastructure Development Program, one that Port Milwaukee is already a recipient of, and really providing access to ports throughout Wisconsin to address some of that critical infrastructure backlog that we've been talking about for decades.
That's Adam Tindall Schlicht, appointed new administrator of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. As we revisit shows and hear what's on your mind, another one in our inbox, ideas@wpr.org. A listener in Madison is urging a show about how people become good at their jobs and other career advice. How do local business owners get started? what kind of requirements are needed for careers like lawyers and lawmakers, farmers, clergy, financial advisors, plumbers, airline workers. So really getting deep into the woods of careers and where they take us. Thank you so much. Email your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. Valerie now in Monona. Let's hear from you, Valerie.
Hi. Yeah, I would like to hear a program that explores the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, which was established under Aldo Leopold 80 years ago, but has become progressively more biased toward in favor of trappers and hunters and anglers, and dismisses resolutions by citizens of Wisconsin who do not share the views of the members who sit on these committees. And it doesn't represent the citizens, and especially is very egregious in its decisions toward fur-bearing animals and has essentially been hijacked by the Bear Hunters Association and other extremists.
Valerie, thank you for your perspective there on the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and the tensions of different viewpoints through the Congress. Valerie, thank you so much. We've got that down. Mona now in Madison. Mona, what is your show idea?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I'd like to see a program about the University of Wisconsin Veterinary Hospital and Clinics, all about their clinical trials, their blood donor program, their new expansion, all the various specialty clinics they have and services they provide, and how they treat zoo animals and farm animals as well as dogs and cats, just that kind of thing. What a great resource it is for our community.
Breakthroughs in veterinary care and breakthroughs in healthcare and the clinical trials underway. Is that kind of what you envision? Yes?
Yeah, and their blood donor program.
Okay.
Pets can go and be blood donors, and how they treat, like they treat the police dogs and horses and the zoo animals and, you know, things like that.
Has your pet ever been cared for there?
Oh, absolutely. We've had many, many pets cared for by cardiology and internal medicine and dental, and there's all kinds of their specialty services there have just been terrific.
Mona,
oncology.
Yes, thank you so much for contributing that. We're collecting future show ideas from you, rewinding on some of this year's most memorable conversations, and, you know, wondering when you've had driveway moments with TMS, when you've had these aha moments as you listen to the morning show, what you want to bring to the program. 800-642-1234. There's more conversation ahead, and we'll hear from you. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's a caller-only program here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and thanks to our producers, we have hundreds of guests each year who bring their knowledge and experience to share with Wisconsin and beyond, and we want to know, what do you want to hear from? You know, what are your ideas for future segments? What do you think should be getting more attention, bigger conversation around our metaphorical Wisconsin kitchen table? Which morning show segments have you appreciated, have stood out to you? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email show suggestions to ideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Colette now in Eagle River is with us. Colette, what is your show idea?
I have two, actually, and the first one, both of them hit me very personally. The first one is contractor fraud. I'm dealing with contractor fraud right now, and I know about with the district attorney and trying to work with a lawyer in Toronto, and I know personally this one contractor has about 20 people that he ripped off. But how do you do it? It's not just calling the police. There's a real difficult path to get through to get justice, and possibly your money back. It's really unclear. The law is how the law is written.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the police charge. You have to file a suit, but then if you get up to three times your money back, if you can follow through.
All right. So looking at those intricacies of when working with a contractor, what happens when something bad happens? And then you have a second suggestion.
The second suggestion is also very personal to me. It's helping adult autistic people thrive in the community, how you get help, what you can do, what groups there are, how in a small town, which is most of Wisconsin, how can you help an autistic adult person thrive and not be so lonely and you know, what is there for it? Because they're more and more, they're cute when they're young, just like kittens, but then they grow up.
So what I'm hearing is helping adults thrive while living with autism, especially in rural areas where people can have fewer resources sometimes and be more disconnected or have a greater distance to travel. Colette, thank you so much. Jane in Milwaukee. Jane, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi there. I'd like to share a show on foster care, and in particular on how to become a foster parent. I recently found out that there's no upper age limit, so for retirees that are interested in this, I'd just like a program on how this can be done and more information about foster care.
More information about the foster care system and how foster care works. Jane, that's such a great idea, such an important idea, especially for children as well. So appreciate that. Jim from Hollandale called to suggest that we discuss the rate of animal extinction. And Jim says it's happening at an alarming rate across the globe and more attention needs to be paid. A couple more show suggestions we received by email exploring how Michigan and Minnesota are addressing redistricting and their election maps. Another show idea, requesting gerrymandering and examining issues as well. Another show here around animal cruelty in the state. Thank you for bringing these show ideas. There is a line for you at 800-642-1234. During a past caller only, Daniel from Ashland asked to learn more about the loss of agricultural land, soil erosion, and soil health. And we talked with Joe Handelsman, director of the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery at UW-Madison, her book, A World Without Soil. And so here's Handelsman talking about the concern with soil loss.
Topsoil forms pretty slowly. And so it takes about 1,000 years to form an inch of soil. So an inch of soil. And we only have in most of, say, Wisconsin, somewhere between 8 and 12 inches of topsoil. And so, you know, lucky areas may have deeper topsoil and many areas have less, especially if they're on sloped land that has been eroding for a while. But that's not very much soil if it takes 1,000 years to make an inch. And so if you're eroding it at an inch or 2 inches a year, you can sort of do the math very quickly. We're going to be out of soil. Of course, that's not in every place. There are places that are preserving their soil and conserving it and building its health beautifully. There are other places where it's eroding far more rapidly than the national average of 5 tons per acre per year.
That's Joe Handelsman there on the past, present, and future of what is under our feet, soil. Let's go to Joe in Eau Claire. Joe, hi.
Hi. Hi. I think that soil idea would be a fantastic show, but I have another idea for you. I know right now it is very difficult for small medical clinics to stay open. By small, I mean compared to your Marshfield Clinic or Mayo, small mental health clinics, chiropractor, small, you know, general practitioners.
Single owner, Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is mainly due to the way insurance companies work and the state laws. For example, in order to work with any of the larger insurance companies, you have to take Medicare and Badger Care patients, but the state only pays out a fraction of that. And when you make those claims, they always get rejected for erroneous reasons. And then there's, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
About
so the future of small medical clinics that not are part of these much larger health systems and what has happened there. Joe, thank you for bringing that up. Appreciate it. So in our inbox here, a listener is asking for a program on ranked voting after Nevada last week approved a ballot measure adopting top five candidates advancing from primary elections and ranked choice for general elections. So another show idea there. And George in Middleton called to suggest that we reach back into our archives and do kind of like a where are they now to different shows and going maybe back a decade, examining issues that our show has covered in the past and finding out where is the situation now. Pat called from Appleton to say that they're a plumber and would like to hear a show about the Wisconsin Uniform Plumbing Code, why plumbers cost so much as well. That was another issue Pat wants to bring up. The show should also include the state, and they say that has been procrastinating on wage rates for plumbers. So many show ideas, and you can bring more into our inbox or call us right now. You can squeeze it in at 800-642-1234. As we look at questions you want to explore, stories or experiences you wish to share with fellow Wisconsinites, we want to take stock and really look at your ideas on where you want to move the conversation forward here in Wisconsin and what matters to you, what topics are overlooked. So send your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings and stay in touch with us. William wrote in by email. William is seeking a program on the health risks of obesity after William's brother died from complications of diabetes. And William, sorry to hear that. A show on obesity, William is asking about. Bring those show ideas. We want to bring them to fruition. We really appreciate each and every day how you contribute to the morning show. And you are such an important voice here as we have these bigger conversations that are going on around Wisconsin, our nation, and the world. So keep them flowing. Keep them coming. Ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. And thank you for your ideas, your contributions to the morning show. We take them to heart. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.